It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
New York's CBS FM, Shannon in the Morning with Patty and the crew. It is the big show. And at this time, ladies and gentlemen, FOBS, friend of the big show, funny man. He's an award-winning stand-up comic, and now he's a freaking movie star.
I love it.
Mr. Joe Coy.
Yes.
See,
I
tried to do my pale imitation of the guy that introduces you at night. I don't know who that is, but when you're doing your shows.
Yes.
Oh,
that was the best intro ever, Scott. I can't believe it. Like, come on.
Joe Coy is on the line. I got to tell you something. When we first met you, first of all, you tried to hug me. I'm not a big
yeah.
I love the hugs. That's one of my favorite things yep. about you.
But I got used to it.
I still hug.
Yes, I know.
Yep.
I think it was great. And the other thing, back then, you were still hustling around. You had your first special out, I believe, when we first ran into you. But you were yep. playing places like the Chuckle Hut in Indianapolis, Indiana, and on the Funny House in Seattle and all those places. And I've been following you on social media. That show like you did in Tampa Bay, I couldn't even believe it. It's like the Rolling Stones are in town.
Yes.
You're playing...
Can you believe I'm playing Madison Square Garden pretty soon?
I love that. I'm so excited for that.
You're doing arenas and the people... It's mind-boggling.
When are you at the Garden?
I think it's November. I'm going to be at the... I'm headlining the New York Comedy Festival, and I'm the one doing Madison Square Garden, like, by myself. Like, oh what the God. Heck is going on?
Are you playing hockey or no?
You know what's great about that, Joe? You don't got to pay anybody else. You just go out there.
Yeah.
You just go out there. It's you. Yeah, you got to rent the stool. That's about it.
You know what's crazy, Scott, is I made the top four on this list of people that are performing in arenas. It's called Polestar Magazine.
Oh, Polestar.
And I was looking at, yeah, and I looked at it, and I'm like, wait, number one is Elton John? I'm like, what is going on?
He's got...
What is going on right now?
He's got a huge band, and you got a stool.
Yes!
Did you call your friend Steven Spielberg and ask him about it?
Oh, my gosh. How crazy is that to be able to say that? Like,
your life is a dream.
Unbelievable.
Hold on a minute. I watched you on Fallon. Listen to this, Patty. You're gonna love this. Here's Joe Coy talking to Jimmy Fallon.
My special came out on Netflix called Coming in Hot. And we get a call from Amblin, and Amblin's like, hey, we want a meeting. So, you know, I thought it was Steven. A general.
Yeah,
I thought it was, it's Steven's company. I call him Steven.
Since when?
Hey, Steve.
Have you ever met him?
No.
You ever met him? No. And you fell out of your chair when he's laughing so
hard. It was the way Jimmy did it. It's like I was being so cocky by saying, you know, I call Steve. And then he immediately goes, did you beat him? And I was like, I couldn't lie. And I was like, no. And I just died laughing. It was such a great moment with Jimmy.
And that's one of those situations, too. If you lie, you can tell it because you had to hesitate and then say, of course I met him.
yeah, exactly. And then you know he's lying for sure. But that's the beautiful thing about Steven. It's like, you know, he came back, you know, he's shooting West Side Story. Like, what? That's crazy. and then on top of that, he was, you know, the story I tell everybody, every when I walked into Amblin to take this meeting with Amblin, every single person that was in that building was like, Steven loves you. Steven thinks you're so funny. Steven can't stop talking about your special. And I'm like, are you talking about Steven from accounting? There's no way. There's no way you're talking about Mr. Spielberg. There's no way. And
Mr. Spielberg.
The minute I pitched Easter Sunday in the World, they bought it that night.
Wow.
To this phone call with you right now, it happened that fast. Like, Steven made this thing happen as if it was nothing.
He
gave me the same love as Jurassic World. He gave me the same love.
I was saying earlier, we need this movie so much. I was watching the trailer and I just went, oh my God, it's so warm and funny. I just think, you know, we're all so like stressed out. This is the thing to go to just have a great laugh and to feel the warmth. It's just a beautiful, it looks like a beautiful movie.
You know, I went to see the Top Gun 2 movie. My wife strolled in there, and as I'm going, there's about 12 theaters at this place, you know, movie houses where we go. And I'm walking down to get to this one, and I stopped in my tracks because you've been telling us about this movie that I'm doing a movie in Hollywood and was going to be out, and all of a sudden, I hadn't talked to you, and I see the big poster, and there's my friend Joe Coy in the movie, and the movie's really coming.
He wasn't lying.
Yes.
And then I can't go down. Yeah, if you're walking the streets of Manhattan right now, you see his picture on top of these cabs.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm almost sick of looking at you. You're everywhere.
Well, that's great.
What a blessing. Amblin came out with two movies this year. And this is crazy to even say. Jurassic World and then my movie. And they're giving me the same exact attention and marketing and everything
that
Jurassic
amazing?
World got.
Well,
my mouth
it.
Is dropped. Thank you.
You know, it's kind of funny. I was telling Patty the day on the radio that in the past year or so, your social media presence has really kicked up because when your trailer came out, you had like 10 million views in the first 3 days. Is your son helping you with social media? Because I know it can't be you.
That's nice.
Exactly. I still don't know how to turn Zoom on. So, yeah, my son's all over it.
I know he's got it. He's got something to do with it because you introduce him on stage at night. And it's pretty cool.
He's adorable.
Come out there. He's
just sharing these moments with my son. And just to see, you know, my son got to see his dad, you know, work really hard. And I'm glad he got to see the outcome of what all these sacrifices were. Because the opportunity to be able to tell this story and it to be on the big screen for the first time, you know, and my mom's 51 years living in this country, she finally gets to go to the movie theater and see a family that looks like her. And that's beautiful. And I want this to be the first one for everybody.
I want to hug you again.
Joe Coy,
I want to hug you.
Easter Sunday opens today at theaters everywhere, and he's got it's a cavalcade of stars in the movie, and it's really, really entertaining. And, you know, I noticed as I was looking through the different shows that you've done, if you go back and you look before you had any facial hair and you were a kid, you're on stage all by yourself, and there's probably, I could see, because you have some early videos in there, you had like 100 people out there, maybe 200 at the most. And now you have this huge, your own logo up on the stage. It's huge.
Tens of thousands of people.
And now you have a guy that says, it is Joe You didn't have that before.
No, I didn't.
By the way, loving the beard. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You know why I grew it? This is the reason why I really grew my beard. Uh-huh. I have a double chin, and I can't get rid of it.
I did the same thing.
And I refuse to exercise. I refuse. I said, just grow the facial hair, and the double chin is gone. And I can still eat Oreos. So, boom.
Maybe I should try that.
So we can actually tell when you're working out. If you got no beard, you're in the gym. If there's a beard, you're not.
I'm not. Exactly. Yep, beer beans ice cream. That's all that means.
I have another question for you, kind of a goofy question. You have this driver that's been with you for a while, and this guy, he's an unusual fella. He sings Barry Manilow songs while he's driving Joe Coy around.
And not only sings it better than Barry. Come on.
What's that guy's name?
He has a nickname. That's what he has. Every Filipino has a nickname. So for me to give you his real name is impossible. And if I told you, I'd probably get shot.
Yeah.
Everyone has a nickname, and it's usually their first name twice. It's like John John or a JoJo, which is the same as me.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, I didn't even know my real... You know, I didn't even know that my nickname, I've been saying it wrong for 33 years. My aunt finally told me, like, this just recently happened, like, about 3 years ago. She goes, you know, I don't call you Joe Coy. I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, I never call you Joe Coy. I thought she called me Joe Coy my whole career. I've been calling myself Joe Coy. She goes, your nickname is Joe Coy. I don't know where the Y came from. It's just Joe Coy. And in our language, in Filipino, Tagalog, K-O means my. My nickname is My Joe. She calls me Joe Cole.
Aww, so, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah, but I'm just like, you couldn't tell me this before I made all my merch? Everything's wrong right now.
And your big logo on stage is wrong.
Yes, everything's wrong.
I wouldn't change anything right now.
You're adorable.
All right, do you have your blast-off information ready to go?
Yeah, hold on. Let me do this right now. I'm going to do it right.
No, don't do it right.
Hold on. You got to wait a minute or two. We're early.
Come on. Steven Spielberg's listening, so I got
to
do this.
Tell Steven to hang on a second. You haven't even met him yet. What are you talking about?
I'm ready.
Joe Coy and the Blastoff is next on CBS FM New York.
This is Scott Shannon in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
On WCBS FM and WCBS FM HD1. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Second biggest role of his career. Not the movie, it's a damn radio show, that's all. Alrighty.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the greatest city in the world. It's the Thank God It's Friday, Shannon in the Morning, Big Show, on CBS FM, New York.
Hey.
Transmitting direct from the Mothership Studios, located smack dab in the middle of Soho, the Hudson Square Odyssey Radio Transmission Center. This is the nearly famous, highly outrageous, but never ever contagious, world famous weekend blast off spectacular. Direct from Hollywood, the star of the movie, produced by his new best friend, Steven Spielberg.
The Easter Sunday.
Opens in theaters across America today. Please welcome Mr. Joe Coy.
Reach over, grab the dial, crank up your radio, and get ready to kiss the week goodbye.
Pretty good, man. Pretty good for an amateur blast-off guy.
Welcome to the weekend.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Bang, guy, Friday.
Thank you, Joey. Good luck with the movie. Joe Coy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. Tonight's the night, let's live it up. I got my money, let's spin it up. Go out and smash it, like oh my god. Jump out that sofa, let's kick it off.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.